Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Master, in Jesus' precious name. The praise, or praise and the glory. Praise and the glory is the subject this morning, very briefly, to usher us into the conclusion of our conference, Praise and the Glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13, verse 12, all the way to verse 14. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Heman, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, were being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever," that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. This morning we are quickly looking at the connection between the praise of God and the glory of God. There is a connection between the praise of God and the glory of God, and the passage we just read confirms that to us. In addition to that, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, all the way to verse 35, 1 Chronicles, it says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise." Glory in thy praise. In the praise of God, we glory. The way of praise is the way of glory. If you are trusting God to experience his glory, you must release his praise. If God does not beg you to give him praise, you will not beg him to release his glory. In 2 Chronicles, where we just read, where the priest were ministering and giving God the praise, as they did that effortlessly, the glory of God was released effortlessly. This morning, we are here to praise God. And as we praise God, I see the release of glory. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly, two major things happen in this passage, as the priests gave God glory. Number one, the house was filled with a cloud. The house was filled with the cloud. What does the cloud represent? Two things for the sake of this service. First, in Exodus chapter 13 and in verse 20 all the way to verse 21, the Bible said, Exodus chapter 13, verse 20 to verse 21, it said the Lord went with them in a pillar, and they took their journey from Sukkoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud.
You know where we read earlier on in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 13 and 14, especially verse 14, it says the house was filled with a cloud. Verse 13 now, the house was filled with a cloud. Then the house, that's the last part, the house was filled with a cloud. Even the house of the Lord. And now we are seeing in Exodus 13 and in verse 20 to 21 what the cloud is all about. He said that the Lord went with them. The Lord went with them by day, by a pillar of cloud. So first A, the cloud represents the presence of God. The tangible manifest presence of God. So when we give the Lord the praise, we connect with the cloud of His presence. Secondly, the cloud represents divine direction. He said it led them the cloud went before them by day to lead them the way. To lead them the way. To lead them the way. The cloud represents the tangible presence of God. The cloud represents divine direction. And you know that direction is the escape from destruction. When God directs, you escape destruction. So the cloud is there for His presence, and the cloud is there for His direction, and the cloud is there to deliver from destruction. I prophesy, I announce this morning, as we give Him this glorious praise this morning, I see the presence of God, which is the anointing, coming upon someone like never before. You are that person, you shout the Lord and say amen. As we praise God this morning, every area where there is confusion, every area where direction is needed, I see that direction being released in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. So, two things happened. The house was filled with a cloud. Number two, the priests could not stand to minister. Those two things happened. The priest could not stand to minister. What is the implication of that? That the priest could not stand to minister. Two things I'll say also in this service. Number one, or A now, the priest could not stand to minister means there was the suspension of human strength, energy, and effort. As the glory of the Lord arrived, the strength, the effort, the energy of man was suspended. It was a situation where God is saying, look, what I want to do now, I don't need your energy. I don't need your strength. There are many of us here, you have labored enough. You have put in so much strength. Put in so much energy. And you have not seen the things you are meant to see. I announce this morning, in the course of this praise, your energy, your effort, and your strength shall be suspended, and the result shall be released. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. So there was a suspension of human effort, strength, and energy. And the second implication of that is the release of the strength and might of God. The priest could not stand to minister anymore because God has released His strength and His might to replace the energy and the strength of man. And when God releases His strength and His might, anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. So this will be the outcome of our praise this morning. As the glory of God is released, our energy that could not produce results will be suspended. And the strength and the might and the energy of God is released. Anybody ready to see the strength and the might and the energy of God? Shout, I am ready, Lord. Say after me, say, oh Lord, do in my life what only You can do. Say, do in my life what only You can do. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. And God is about to do it. Can someone say a louder amen? What are the secrets of the praise that brings His glory? I saw
four secrets here. Number one, the Bible said they were arrayed in white linen. Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 12. They were arrayed in white linen. What is the meaning of that? It means one, maintain uprightness and godliness.
If the praise must bring the glory, we must maintain uprightness and godliness. Bible said in Psalm 29 verse 2, he said we should praise God in the beauty of holiness, maintain uprightness and godliness. And maintain uprightness and godliness implies two things. First, now mention that first in this service. It means exercise your conscience to be void of offense towards God and man. Exercise your conscience. Acts 24 verse 16. Exercise your conscience. Don't look for the trouble of God and don't look for the trouble of man. That's what it means. Exercise your conscience. Be at peace with God, be at peace with men. That is what it means. Exercise your conscience to be void of offense. Be at peace with God, be at peace with men. Don't look for the trouble of God, don't look for the trouble of people. There are people we see today that are trouble looking for where to happen. Don't be a deliberate evildoer. Let your heart be set on pleasing God and living at peace with men. It's the secret of the glory. They maintained, they were arrayed in white. Number two, the Bible said they were as one. The priests were as one. What is the meaning of that? It means walk in love and oneness with the brethren. If you are going to see the glory of God through your praise, we must walk in love and oneness with the brethren. And for two reasons, and I'll give the first reason in this service. Walk in love and oneness with the brethren because the climate of love is the dwelling place of God. The climate of love is the dwelling place of God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 8 says, God is love. God is love. God is love. God cannot be present where love is absent. God is love. God cannot be present where love is absent. You never find God where love is absent. Love in the home. I mean, love absent in the home. Love absent in the church. Love absent among brethren. Love absent among workers. The priests were as one. Beloved, lovelessness does not is equal to godlessness. It doesn't lead us anywhere. Do everything you can to walk in love. After the night vigil, I was on my way out, exhausted, or let me say in need of rest, stressed out for 1 week of preaching morning and night. And the greatest miracle is that a voice is helped. You know? And on my way there, I saw an elderly woman with her daughter or somebody. And I think they had a challenge or something. I was trying to rush into the car and then saw them standing there. And when I got close to them, I heard her situation. And then the tiredness evaporated. And I stood near her and held her closely. And I placed my hand around her. I began to encourage her began to comfort her and began to pray for her. Protocol officer working with me said, oh, this is too much. After such a night like this, he said, I can see that one of your greatest secrets is your heart for people. Love. Am I communicating at all? It's true. Love. Some of the times where I was ever restless or sleepless the most was because of people's problems, issues, bothering people. The Bible said they were as one. If we are going to praise God, you see, you dance and dance in church, praise and praise in church, and jump in church, and there is dagger in your heart against your brother. And there is bitterness in your heart against your brother, your sister. No talking terms. And God is saying you are wasting your time. You are just doing bodily exercise. I'm not aware of your dancing. I'm not aware of your singing. They were as one. Number three, the Bible said they made one sound. What is the meaning of that? Be consistent in your speech, especially towards God. They made one sound. That was 2 Chronicles 5 and in verse 13. They made one sound. Verse 13. They made one sound. What is the meaning of that? Be consistent in your speech. And I'll address it in two ways here. First, don't make the sound of praise today and make the sound of grumbling tomorrow. Let God hear one sound from your mouth. Be consistent in the sound that you make. There are many who will praise God in one breath and murmur against God in another breath. They will appreciate God in one breath and then complain against God in the next breath. No, be consistent in the sound that you make. In your speech, positively, especially when the Tower of Babel was being built, the Bible said the people is one, and this they began to do, and nothing shall be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Before God could be the sanctuary of Israel, they came out of the people of a strange language. Psalm 114 verse 1. They came out from mixed language. Don't let your language be strange to God. Let the speech of praise be consistent. They made one sound. They made one sound. There is nothing that brings victory like consistency. They made one sound. Finally, they gave thanks, emphasizing God's goodness. They gave thanks, emphasizing God's goodness. Causing one sound to be made, saying, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. The Lord saying, for he is good. They gave thanks. They lifted up their voice with the trumpets and instrument of music. First of all, they said, and they were to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. They gave thanks, emphasizing the goodness of God. The meaning of that is twofold. First, always acknowledge the goodness of God in your life to attract the good things of God in your life, or the good things. Acknowledge the goodness in your life, of God in your life, to attract further goodness. It doesn't matter what is wrong around, there is something good in your life to thank God about. Am I communicating? There is something good. It's not totally bad. At least you are alive. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Acknowledge the goodness of God in your life so you can attract further goodness. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. How many of you know that this morning not everybody woke up? Psalm 3 verse 5 said, I slept and I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. If God did not sustain you, you cannot wake up. Am I communicating? Some people slept last night and they dreamt that they were in a forest, they were somewhere, and they were on a journey, and they did not wake up from that sleep. There are many, many, many things we take for granted. And that is why many people's lives are grounded. Am I communicating at all? Give the Lord a praise that you are in health. Give the Lord a praise that you are in your mind. Give the Lord a praise that you are in a place like this where you are hearing His voice. Give the Lord a praise that you have the privilege of knowing Jesus. There are so many of your colleagues who are still dying in sin. Look at the testimony of that young girl just now, wallowing in smoking and drinking and immoral life until last week Wednesday. Are you going to see the glory of God? Do all the things that you just heard. And this morning, we shall step into His glory. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. Somebody about to experience the glory of God, stand on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. Amen. Wave your hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Appreciate Him, honor Him, and adore Him. Worship Him and magnify Him. So go ahead and thank Him. 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 Go ahead and appreciate Him. Go ahead and thank Him. Go ahead and appreciate Him. Go ahead and worship Him. Go ahead and magnify Him. Father, thank you. 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 We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. We give you the praise. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father, I come before you today. I ask, Lord, that you will cleanse me. In the name of Jesus, of every trace of uncleanness that may make me unworthy of you today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you help me to walk in love and oneness with the brethren. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you help me to be consistent in my speech. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you help me to be grateful, to be thankful to you at all times. I thank you, Lord, and I appreciate you. In the name of Jesus, accept my praise this morning. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, you believe that, shout the loudest amen. How many of you believe that you are about to experience His glory? All right. What God has done for us in this season will cause you to end this year as the best year of your life. Is that how to say amen to such a prophecy? For the part of the just is the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect. And better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Right now, I want you to dance like you will dance when God fulfills that prophecy. I want to announce to somebody that the plan of the devil concerning your life just got frustrated. There is an expectation in the heart of the devil for your life that Jehovah just canceled. Let me face you if you are not ready for the prophecy. Hey! What they took your name to do in the house of the native doctor, it has just spoiled. People who are waiting to laugh at you, to mock at you, to rejoice at negative things about you, they will never have the opportunity. People who are waiting to say, where is their God? God just frustrated them. You have 10 minutes of solid praise. If anybody is too gentle near you, just move. So you can dance very well. If anybody is too gentle near you, just move. Tell him, I didn't come to see you. I didn't come to be intimidated by your gentility. I came here to praise God. Now God, I dey praise. Nobody say I dey praise, oh. Right, so, crazy praise. Release new dances to see new results. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Tell somebody by your side, tell them, in case you don't want to celebrate for yourself, celebrate for me. Celebrate with me. Let's go.
Let me say I dey praise. That God I dey praise, oh.
That God did in the course of this conference, or even he did before now, but you think this is the right time to share the testimony, somebody will pick it for you. Just be dancing while you are telling them the story. Go ahead.
Let me say I dey pray, that God I dey pray for.
Father, thank you. That presence of God that dissolves pressure from life. Lift your hands high and let it be released. In his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. Lift your hands high. That presence of God that dissipates the pressures of life. Your grace has found me just as I am. Empty handed, but alive in your hands. Majesty.
Stretch your two hands in front of you and close your eyes. Two hands like someone who wants to receive something from your front. Jesus. Stretch those hands in front of you. In Jesus' precious name, stretch the two hands in front of you and whisper that name in Jesus' name. Stretch the two hands in front of you and whisper that name, Jesus.
Yes, yes. Mahashake dagayadadaha. Le perete sete le yadayadadaha. Father, let the chains be broken. Let the yokes be broken. Let afflictions disappear. Every pain fly out. Every growth melt out. Every pressure of hypertension disappear. Everything that is excessive in your body, blood sugar, disappear. In the name of Jesus.
Bring the hand to yourself, to your chest. Speak peace. I speak direction, clarity, the end of confusion right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. With your hands, I'm giving the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Let's know what happened quickly.
Sir, this is our sister Rita Abara. She said two of her younger siblings, the brother and the sister, have been terribly sick. And every time they go to the hospital, they take blood from them to ensure that they run a test. But every time they run that test, nothing was found. She came into church during the judgmental praise in August, presented that case, came with the siblings, and at that moment, administration, everything was blasted back to hell, and she's here to give God praise for that divine intervention in her family.
Come forward here, Sister Rita. Every ancestral curse on your family is broken. Generational curse is broken. Family curse is broken. And every relationship spirit, I arrest them now. Power of the Holy Ghost. I declare your freedom from every spiritual relationship.
Ancient one. Sir, our sister Agnes Oche, bundle of testimony. She said the first testimony is that she had been having a series of failures in her examination. Several times she attempted exams but failed. And she was led to take up some of your messages on renewing our minds. And after listening to all those messages, attempted the exam again, blasted out the exam successfully, and that ended failure in her life. Give God praise.
Come over here.
She also said that she had series of engagements, marital engagements, about four. And for each one, when the first one comes, she will have an encounter. Now they'll be proceeding to the village in the dream, in that encounter, and then there will be series of military personnel, army, air force, civil defense, and they will block them from entering the village. By the time she wakes up from that encounter, that is how that relationship will destroy. Four times. He said on the fifth one, the same thing happened again. And on their way, they still met the same set of individuals, military personnel. And she said, "Mommy, I alighted from the vehicle with a white gown and walked up to them and said, 'This time around, you must allow her pass.' They allowed her to pass, and that is how the marriage is in now worked. So she's here to equally give God praise."
Lift up your hands. I speak to everyone here.
Yes. And number three, she said, after getting married in 2017, she discovered a series of lumps in her breast. She said that brought a lot of pain. And then she said, in an encounter again, God using your face, okay, appeared to her. And you gave her a bag and told her, go to the hospital and preach to them. Now, she took the bag to the hospital and they asked her, who sent you? And he said, Dr. Pastor Paul Enlenche. According to her word, he said, that small and mighty Idoma pastor, go and everything is okay. She woke up, pain reduced, lump disappeared, and she's here to give God praise.
Give the Lord a praise. I prophesy to you today, every trace of disfavor, especially maritally on any young lady here or young man, this morning, that spell of disfavor is broken. Disfavor in your business, in financial areas, I declare it arrested now. In Jesus' name, yes.
Sir, very accurate. Our sister is 22 years old, and as long as she can remember, she has had sexual molestations in the dream, as long as she could remember. Now, the thing is this, anyone that comes will disappear. Now, she has been in a relationship, the man has been asked to pay bride price since October. The man only paid this month and said that his fiancée dried up. And before he met her, there was no problem like that. The lady said the reason why the man is able to pay was because she had an encounter and visited this assembly. And since then, she's begun to see the changes.
Lift up your hands. That spirit relationship is broken. Everyone, every covenant in the realm of the spirit. Now, when God speaks to one, he speaks to all. Every covenant in the realm of the spirit that is fighting your reality in the earth, that is fighting your breakthrough and fighting your miracle, it is broken now in the name of Jesus. I decree now that the finances of the man be released. For as long as she could remember, spiritual molestation ended today. Yes. Yes, tell us. If in the course of this ministration, God did something to you, give you an encounter, or give you a healing just now, you can also step forward here. We can take two or three of such on my left-hand side here. Something happened to you in the course of this service just now. A divine encounter, a life-changing encounter, a healing of pains, a healing of tumors or growths or lumps or anything like that. You quickly step out on my left-hand side here. I will hear from you. Yes, what happened?
Sister Mary Ann Omolu has suffered from unforgiveness for 7 solid months, resulting from bitterness of those who offended her. One day, she went to the servant of God to inform him that she was engaged. And God's servant prayed for her and advised her to get some messages. And that was the end of ulcer and the spirit of unforgiveness. She has come to say, Father, thank you.
Congratulations. It is over forever. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Blessing in Alegu. Sister Blessing works in a financial institution where she lended some money running to millions to some clients. And at the end, after 6 months, they all denied owing her. They even went to the court. There's power here, sir. That VG9, God's servant declared that anyone owing you is under pressure to
which
release
particular vigil?
Sir?
Which vigil?
This last vigil. This Friday. This Friday. Yes, sir.
This one here.
Yes, sir. True to type, sir. Those who were owing her were placed under intense pressure. The following day, from that night, they started
Saturday,
started returning pay, they pay her back.
Yesterday.
Over the weekend.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! People who deny that they were owing her and already are taking her to court came under pressure and began to pay. Is it easy to pay back money over the weekend? I prophesy to her. Under the last 48 hours, I prophesy to you the same. Any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, any system holding what is yours, I decree that they shall come under pressure. They shall lose their peace, lose their sleep, and lose their rest until what is yours enters your hands. Receive now! Under another 24 hours, we shall hear another person's testimony. Under another 48 hours, anybody wrongfully in possession of what is yours, anybody holding what is yours, under pressure, they shall release them. Somebody shout the loudest amen. No wonder the testimony take a sister. There is power here. Or could it too much? Give the Lord a big clap of hand and take your seat.
Sister Juliet has been deaf in the left ear for the past 32 years.
32 years?
Yes, in fact, that is her age. From birth, she has been deaf in that left ear. And that deafness has defied all medications. Until last year, when God's servant visited Enugu on a crusade, in the heat of those powerful releases, say power surged through her, and all of a sudden something popped open and she could hear with that left ear now.
For 32 years. It was born with her. Anything that follow you come to this world that is not correct. Everything that accompanied you and accompanied your life, today I declare that accompaniment arrested. Step here. Anything that followed you from the womb of your mother, I declare it arrested. And as I speak now, God is visiting your family, visiting your mother, visiting. I declare the affliction arrested. Affliction arrested. Affliction arrested. Affliction arrested. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who is here that has a family member that is a concern to you, whether it's a mother that is a concern, a father that is a concern, a relation that is sick or afflicted, that is a concern to you, I declare divine visitation on that family member, on that loved one. Divine visitation. I declare divine visitation. While you are here, God is visiting your mother, your father, your brothers, your sisters, your loved ones. I declare the visitation now. And everything that followed you from the womb of your mother that is not of God, today they return back to hell. Back to hell. In the name of Jesus. Step forward here. And the spirit of delay is also arrested in your life. Near success syndrome over. In the name of Jesus. Starting without finishing is over. I prophesy that to everyone here. Near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, starting without finishing is over. Anyone here today who started school and couldn't finish it, I declare the unction of a finisher released upon you right now. You started a project you could not finish, a journey you could not finish. Today, that spirit of stagnation over. Starting without finishing over. In the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai.
Accurate word of prophecy concerning spirit of delay, starting and not finishing. The husband has been stranded. He has been in Austria for 15 years, not been able to come back because of visa issues. He came back, nothing working. Trusting God for marriage, everything blocked, nothing working. She believes that this is her deliverance and her salvation has come.
This is over. Struggle is over. Near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough, stagnation, frustration, starting without finishing.
Over. Everyone who is in that case, it is over forever. Yes, tell me what happened here.
Sister Tami Tope Balogun, a notable testimony. Sister Tami Tope was diagnosed with polymyositis, a condition that causes the muscle to be inflamed and to be weak. I know God's servant will do justice to that later.
Many muscles at the same time.
So her case was so bad, sir. So much so that her mother had to back her to the church. She cannot do anything at home. She cannot walk. She cannot stand by herself.
She's totally paralyzed. Completely.
But in the heat of this just concluded convention, on Tuesday to be precise, as God's servant released those brutal words, she fell under power and saw herself standing face to face with God's servant, prayed for her, and when she got up.
In an encounter.
Yes, sir, in that encounter, when she got up, the devil came back to her. Wow. Now she can stand by herself.
For how that, long has she?
2 years.
For 2 years. Solid how years. Do you normally carry, move with her? Yeah, show us how you. Show us how you. Back to you completely like that. This happened for 2 years. Can't do nothing by herself.
I'm the one that is dating for herself.
Bathing her.
She sleeps for one place like for 2 years now.
Stayed in one place for 2 years.
Because of these challenges, they have admission. She cannot go to school.
She cannot go to school.
Yes.
And they had one encounter. The hands were laid on her. She got up and that was it. Baby walked to the altar. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey. In your life, everything that is stranded in your life, I announce today, the paralysis is over, the crippling situation is over, they are rising up and they are running. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Mother is overwhelmed. It is well with you. Can see all the muscles are very, very lean. And now we ask, oh Lord, that there will be return of the muscle mass and muscle bulk in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, because it is done.
This is Mama Rosalind.
Please be seated, people.
She came all the way from Italy. She says she has had diabetes, hypertension that has lasted for the past 10 years. Couldn't stand for a very long time. She said she goes to urinate in the restroom for almost 10 times every night. But since she came in on Tuesday, she said the urination has reduced. She can go sometimes, some nights she doesn't even go at all.
Wow.
Strength, she told me, she said she was surprised. She stood all through in the all night.
Wow.
And she was also operated for thyroid. She came in with bags of drugs. But now, since that time she came in, she has not taken one drug since that time.
Wow.
Strength restored.
Where in Italy are you from?
Firenze.
Valencia, okay.
Firenze.
Oh, Firenze. Okay, I have been to Valencia and Venice also and Rome. And all of you in Italy know that we'll soon be in Rome for church. Yes. And yes, and then it will just go around the whole of the nation. Congratulations. Father, this healing is permanent in the name of Jesus. Congratulations. It is done. Tell me what happened.
Yes, bro, Usman, he has been having this feeling of chain on his knees for a very long time. Today, you made a declaration that he should believe that something has changed in his life immediately. Those chains got broken and he feels very free.
Congratulations, lift up your hands. Fresh help. Whatever chain is on your life is broken, yes.
Bro, this man said the mother gave birth to 16 of them. And he's the only one that is alive.
How many?
16.
16.
The only one that
only
is alive.
Only one alive out of
that
16.
That today in this service, and always used to see himself lying among the dead. Until today, he saw himself and a hand peeking out from among the dead. And he feels free.
That is the devil who didn't want his mother's memory to be remembered. Step forward here.
Everything that killed other people in your family, I declare it is broken. You will not die like others died. You will fulfill your days. In Jesus' name, leave. I call it done. Yes.
So this is Sister Gospel from Abia. She came for the convention. Imo State, I beg your pardon. She said her boss wanted to go into a relationship with her and she refused. So he stopped her salary in August. Right? March, yes. He stopped her salary in March. Then asked her to resign in August to frustrate her so that he can be the one to take care of her. She refused all this while, fell into depression, came into this meeting for a miracle. As you asked us to stretch for our hands, she did, pushed her hands backwards. She felt strange peace with a cold sensation. The Lord also opened her eyes. She saw the Lord's handmaiden who walked up to her and said, the peace is permanent. She is here to give God
praise. Congratulations. Lift up your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for double for trouble. In the name of Jesus, you don't lose doing the right thing. You gain. I declare multiplied returns. Jesus, precious name.
This is Sister Chidima. While you were ministry, you walked into the crowd and then pulled her out, laid hands on her, and began to pray for her mother.
Yes.
Her mother has been in two marriages, got married to her father. That one didn't work. Is married now. The marriage not really working. And it has been a concern to her. You began to pray and intercede for her and declared that there's peace in her mother's life and she believes that God has visited her mother.
A concern. Anybody that is a concern to you, I said that while I was praying. Anyone in your family that is a source of concern to your life, God visits them right now. In the name of Jesus. Whether it's a brother, a sister, a mother, a friend, a loved one, God visits them right now. I call it down in Jesus' name. I think we'll stop here and then take in the next service.
Yes, sir. Sister Abigail.
Yes.
Sister Abigail said she had had excruciating pain on the stomach for the past 3 months. In the course of the ministration, she said something jumped out of her. And she believed that she's delivered. And secondly, she said she had a dream between yesterday and this morning where she saw old people dragging her. And God used the face of senior pastor appeared to her and commanded those demons to leave her alone. And she believed that she's safe and she said to give God praise.
Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot take us from.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do.
Come and see the Lord.
Father, thank you for this moment. I pray for everyone that is here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life. You are saying to me, Pastor, I need Jesus in my life. I want to be genuinely born again. I want to be free from sin. Anywhere you are, place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.